for checking out JADcast, a podcast series researched, written, recorded, and produced by the 8th grade students at New Road School in Santa Monica, California. Hello and welcome to my immigration podcast. I'm your host, Nava, and today I will be talking about my aunt's immigration story to answer the question of how immigration impacts people and communities. To start off, in September of 1989, my aunt Ale, who was 21 at the time, immigrated from Argentina to Los Angeles. Here's some background info on what was going on in Argentina during that time. In 1989, President Raul Alfonsín, the first president to be elected after the dictatorship in 1976 to 1983, had just finished his six-year-long term. He actually had to resign before the election due to the amount of riots going on and the hyperinflation. Now that you have some background info, listen to my aunt's immigration story. Tell me about your immigration story.
My immigration story happens in 1989, and it wasn't really conscious. I just came for a holiday for 3 months, mm-hmm. and I ended up staying because my best friend lived in San Francisco. And I thought I'd visit her, maybe I'd stay with her. But I didn't really like San Francisco, so I stayed in Los Angeles.
When my aunt first moved to America, she worked as a server. During this time, she was learning English and living with her then-boyfriend, Cooper. They quickly got married so that my aunt could get her citizenship and work legally.
I didn't understand anything. I had to get a job. So I was working in restaurants, and I was trying to go by the sound of things to guess the English, like I didn't understand anything. But I think it took me 6 months to go to the movies and watch
the
film.
That's really short.
Yeah, and be like, okay, I understood.
Now, moving on to the impact that immigration has on communities and people. My aunt believes that immigration is a natural thing that enriches communities. The impact that immigrating to America had on my aunt was that she had to adapt to the new place she was in, which made her change in a lot of ways.
Did it change you at all when you moved here? Like, did you feel like parts of your personality changed at all?
Yeah, but no more than it would have changed on that time of your life, from 21 growing up. I think it changed because it will have to have changed anyhow. But it did change me in a way that opened me up. I do feel like it's one part of me that is very Argentinian, and it will never be seen. It will never be completely grasped unless I'm with an Argentinian, because the language carries something that is very... very, what is the word? Very, you know, it has a lot to do with where you grew up, where you went through, the street you walked to, the things that reference to.
Yeah.
That you have to, it's like humor, you know?
So to sum it up, immigration enhances communities and can open people up, change people's feelings of belonging in positive or negative ways, and can alter people's experiences in various. Thank you for listening.
That is very Argentinian, and it will never be seen. It will never be completely grasped unless I'm with an Argentinian, because the language carries something that is very, very, what is the word? Very... you know, it has a lot to do with where you grew up, where you went through, the street you walked to, the things that reference.